Today we're going to talk about the Isser to forget one's learning, a little bit of a frightening Isser, and perhaps the Chiyuv to chazer one's learning, the obligation to chazer one's learning. This may seem more like a 10-minute hashkafa or musr, but it is actually a halacha. The Gemara, the halacha tells us, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in Simen Reish Mem Vav in Yardei, Siv Gimel, Ad Ema Sai Chayev Lilmod, Ad Yom Mosel. Shenemar Upen Yasur Mil Vavcha Kol Yimei Chayecha. That a person has to learn his entire life, even after he's already learned everything. Why? Because there's an Isser Pen Yasuru Mil Vavcha, that lest it be removed from your heart, that one has to remember all of his learning as well. So is this a technical obligation? And if so, what kind of technical obligation is this? The Gemara Menachos Taf Tzadi Tesem Beis tells us that it's a violation of a losase mina Torah for one to forget one's learning. The Gemara tells us, Hashochech Dover Echon Mitalmudo, someone who forgets anything from his learning, over belav, is in violation of a losase. As they like to say, it's like driving a car on Shabbos. Not exactly like driving a car on Shabbos, because it's not chiv skila, but it's a violation of a losase. Shenemar, he shomer lecha ushmar nafshcha ma'od, pen tishkach es advarim, and we know he shomer, pen, al, are all the shonos of losase. So pen tishkach es advarim is a losase, that one may not forget his learning. If it's really a losase, why don't the Monei HaMitzvos count it as a lav in the Torah? And the answer is, many of them do count it as an actual losase, as one of the Taryag Mitzvos. The Ureim in Shin Nun Tes, the Smag in Losase Yud Gimel, the Smak in Mitzvah Tes Vav, all counted as a losase. In fact, the Shlo HaKadosh Masech Shavuos Os Mem Beis writes, Umestav Relish Hazeh Shar Mushover B'lav O B'Shnei Lavin Shebechol Yom Hu Over, that each day that one, that it remains forgotten by a person, it's a new losase each and every day. The one who doesn't count it, notably, is the Rambam. The Rambam does not count this as a losase. Shulchan Aruch Harav in Perek Gimel, Kuntros Achron, Sivkot Nalev explains that the Rambam must hold that it's only an Isser Midrabanan, and the pasuk that the Gemara quotes is an Asmachta Bi'alma. Others have different explanations of why the Rambam doesn't count it. Maybe it's part of losasur, which is a more general Isser, but that is the losase element of it. In addition to the losase, the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph darshins from the pasuk in Shema Vishinantam Shudivrei Torah Mechudadim Beficha, that a person should have the Torah should be sharp and fluent in his mouth. Shemich Shalucha Adam Davar Al Tegamgim B'Tomer Lo Ela Amar Lo Miyad, that if someone asks you something in learning, you shouldn't have to stumble. You should be able to recite it immediately. So it sounds like there's a mitzvah sasei from Vishinantam in order to that it shouldn't be forgotten, not just not forgotten, but that it should be fluent as well. How important is this? How severe is it to forget something from one's learning? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos Paragimel Mishnah Ches tells us, Kol Shochech Dover Echad Mimishnaso Mala Alav Hakasuv Ki'ilu Mischayev Benafsho. The Torah considers it as if he is Mischayev Benafsho, and a lot of other Ma'amari Chazal that you find related to this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadi Tesam Ralf says that a person who doesn't review his learning is like Zoreya Ve'ino Kotzer. It's like someone who plants but never harvests, or a woman who's Yoledes Ve'koveres, who gives birth to children but then buries the children. They don't get to see the benefits of the lasting benefits of their toil. Similarly, the Gemara over there says, the Gemara Menach says, Tandebe Rabbi Shmuel gives a mashal to a person who asks someone else to watch over a tzipor drawer, and the person thinks, oh, big deal, tzipor drawer, if I lose it, what does it cost already? Matbea katan, but the one who's giving over the pikadon says, no, nishmascha anino talmimcha. The point is, I don't want you, it's not that I care so much about the tzipor drawer, I need you to protect it. It's that I need to see if you are a trustworthy person. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah. If we don't learn the Torah will be fine. But we aren't going to be fine if we don't take proper care of the Torah. Now, this is all a chiyuv chazara to make sure that a person remembers things. Aside from the chiyuv chazara to make sure that a person actually remembers things, the Gemara in Erev in Daf Nundalet and Beis tells us how the Mesirah Satorah happened from Moshe to Aaron and onward. And the Gemara tells us that Aaron HaKohen learned from Moshe Rabbeinu everything that Moshe taught. He learned it four times. And the Gemara says, Mikan Amar Rabbi Lezer, Chayiv Adam Lishos Talmidav Arba'a Pa'amim, V'kal V'chomer, Ma'aron Shalom Pi Moshe, Moshe Pi Agvurakach, Hedyot Mi Pi Hedyot, Alachas Kama V'kama. That if Aaron had to learn things four times, we need to learn things four times. The Stipler writes in many of his letters, that's not about remembering learning. Learning something four times is just to understand it the first time. Now we don't we assume that a person doesn't have proper Havana in his learning unless he's learned it at least four times. So that's a separate chiyuv of chazara in one's learning. Now one might say, well, wait a second, mali l'tzara azos. I know that I'm going to learn all this stuff, I'm going to forget most of it, so I'm going to be violating halos haseh every day for everything I forget, so much easier not to learn, and then I won't be in violation of any halos haseh. So that's actually machlokas achronim. Whether it's a, I don't think anyone would say better not to learn. I think everyone would say better to learn, right? But it's machlokas achronim whether it's a technical violation of this halos haseh if you never learned in the first place. Rav Moshe writes in Yardei Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Yud that if a person didn't learn, he didn't violate Pentishkach. He violated a lot of other things, but he didn't violate Pentishkach. However, Rav Yochum Fishel Perla on the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rasag, Mitzvah Tazvav, writes that someone who didn't learn is still in violation of Pentishkach. Furthermore, the Achronim point out, if someone didn't learn, it's not mala alav hakasav kilu mischayev benafsho, it's mamish mischayev benafsho, it's not ki'ilu, as if he's mischayev benafsho. So one definitely has to learn. You can't say that I'm not going to learn if I know that I'm going to forget anyway. Is there any heter to forget? So there is a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav where he suggests that maybe nowadays, if a person forgets, not because he's lazy in his learning, but because he's busy making a living and it's impossible for him to have the time to go over everything so clearly so many times to remember it, so maybe that's not a violation of the Isser. The violation of the Isser is only when one is lazy or negligent in his approach to learning, and that's the cause of his forgetfulness. But if one is doing his best, but he's got a lot of things going on, so maybe that would not be a violation of the Isser. That is one snif lahaka. That is one possible suggestion, Lakula. The other suggestion, Lakula, Shulchan Aruch HaRav discusses whether maybe Bizman HaZeh, the whole Isser doesn't apply anymore. What was the whole reason that it was so important not to forget anything you're learning? Because everything was Torah Shebal Peh. So you forget it, and it's gone. But nowadays, where everything's written down, so if you forget it, you'll look it up, and then it's right there again for you. So this is actually a machlokas haposkim. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav himself says that it still applies Bizman HaZeh. This Isser still applies the Bizman HaZeh, and he has two rayos. Because first he says that as soon as a person forgets, he's already in violation of the lav, because you think in those days if you forgot something there was no way to get it back, you went back to the Rebbe who taught it to you and you could ask him again. So why is that any different than opening up a sefer and finding it again? So it's not, the fact that it's retrievable clearly doesn't make the Isser go away. Furthermore, he says, we know that the Torah doesn't change over generations. It's the same, the Dinei HaTorah remain the same. How could it be that the Dinei HaTorah are going to change just because we wrote down the Torah Shebal Peh? However, if Chaim Velazhen and Keser Rosh, O Samach Zayin, believes that that's not true, that nowadays that we have Torah Shebal Peh written down, that the Allah is going to change, and therefore there is no violation of an Isser of Shokheach Dover Echad Milimudo. It's also a question. There's a whole bunch of things that Chazal tell us. Don't eat this kind of food because it will make you forget something. Don't do this hanhaga because it will make you forgetful. So are all of those actions a violation of this Lo Saseh? That you're doing that which Chazal tell you will make you forget. In the Hisoris Tshuva Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf Lamed, and Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Salmos Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph, he thinks it is a technical violation to do any of the things that Chazal tell us will cause Shichar. Chaim Kanievsky disagrees. In the Sefer Zikaron, he writes that you look around the poskim, none of them quote the complete list of things that you can't do lest you forget. None of them quote the list, the whole list. They say, some say this, some say that. So if it was a technical listener, it would be in poskim, the complete exhaustive list. What are the kinds of things that a person should do, should avoid doing, because if you do it, it will cause you to forget. So for example, the Gemara tells us in Yuma Dafayin Beis, Amid Bey, is that someone who's lomed shelo al menas l'kayim, without any intention to fulfill that which he is learning. Sanhedrin daf ayin aleph kol yashin b'beis hamedrash. Someone who sleeps in the beis hamedrash, his Torah is going to be torn up, is going to be forgotten from him. The shach quotes in Yeridaya, leaving a sefer open when you leave the beis hamedrash, that will cause you to forget your learning. The Gemara talks about, the Magen Avraham rather, in Simon Bey says someone who puts on two items of clothing at the same time, that's kasha l'shicha. And many, many other items on the list. Midos issues also. Someone who's a bal gaiva, someone who's a bal kas. That's Gemara Pesachim, Samach Vav, and Nedarim Chav Beis. Right, that these are things that cause a person to forget his learning. Sanhedrin Daf Chav Vav, someone who's doig b'parnasasa, who stresses too much over his parnasa, that will cause a person to forget his learning. And then there are many schools in Chazal about how to remember your learning. So whether those are actual technical obligations is certainly technical isurim, and technical obligations is certainly debatable. But the bottom line is that a person, you know, sometimes people have the attitude toward learning that, you know, as long as I'm doing it for X number of minutes a day or X number of hours a day, so I'm a good person, I'm a Ben Torah and whatever, that's all anyone could ever ask of me. And we don't take the learning seriously enough to actually want to know it. Well, Moriv Rabbi Rav Silver and Karen Biavn used to always tell us that if you go to medical school, you're not going to want to have studied medicine. You're going to want to actually know medicine. You're going to want to actually know it well enough. When you take an exam on biology exam, or biology course, it's not that you studied the right chapters. You have to study the chapters to the point that you know it and then you could pass the exam. So one should approach learning at least the same way. That learning should not just be that, okay, it's good because I learned a little bit. We have to learn to the point where we know it well enough that we should be able to pass the big bechina up in Shemayim. Okay.